You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, October 9th. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 2.05%. That's how much interest a new cash management account from startup Robinhood will pay. This is the brokerage firm's second time announcing a high-yield account. Back in December last year, the company said it would roll out checking and savings accounts that paid 3% interest. But those accounts weren't FDIC insured, and regulators pushed back. This time around, the accounts are FDIC insured. That's thanks to a commonly used arrangement in which customers' money is moved to insured partner banks. The next number up is $1.4 trillion. That's the total amount of bank deposits held by the Federal Reserve last month. The Fed has been shrinking its portfolio of government-backed securities since August. But now, it may start expanding its holdings again. In a speech on Tuesday, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said the bank would lay out new measures to boost its reserves soon. The move is a response to recent unrest in the overnight repo market, which raised worries about bond market liquidity. Powell said that the Fed was considering buying short-term U.S. Treasury bills. However, he emphasized that, quote, "This is not QE. QE, or quantitative easing, was the large bond-buying program the Fed undertook in the wake of the financial crisis." Our last number is 8. That's how many Chinese companies the Trump administration has barred from buying American high-tech products like microchips. The reason? Those Chinese companies are active in Northwest China, and that's where the U.S. government says the ethnic minority Uyghurs have been placed in detention camps. The move comes ahead of the resumption of U.S.-China trade talks on Thursday, and it marks a major shift in how willing the White House is to call out abuses of power by Beijing. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, October 9th. I'm Ben Walsh, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.